We made a series of important announcements yesterday, and I've been overwhelmed for the support we have received. I've been deeply touched by the messages I've received since the start of this difficult period. Thank you. This really does keep me going. As I said, we did not make these decisions lightly. They will impact on our economy and on our island way of life. But the united view of the Council of Ministers and of our clinicians was that these were the right things to do. The Treasury Minister and his team are working flat out on what else they can do to support the economy and our workers, and I thank them for all they are doing. As well as leading in terms of measures, government has a responsibility to listen. I know that there are some areas that are causing concern and some that need clarification. I will do my best today to address this. Before I do so, I would like to hand over to the Minister of Health and Social Care for his update. David.
Thank you, Chief Minister. So far, we've completed 634 tests. Since the press conference yesterday, we've had a further 89 test results back, meaning that the total number of results returned is 394, which leaves us with 240 results outstanding. As a result, we now have 3 new confirmed cases, bringing the total to 26. Of those cases, they are all in the community recovering. However, we have had another community case that has now been admitted to Nobles that had previously been recovering in the community, so we now have 2 people with hospital admission due to respiratory problems. One of the things I do need to emphasise again is this is not a case of all of these individual cases being elderly people. It is a mixed age range, and in fact our youngest case is under 19. We have a significant proportion of the cases in the age range 19 to 35. And so I must emphasise again that for young people, the advice is absolutely essential that they do apply the advice and that they do follow the rules. Thank you, Chief Minister.
And thank you very much, David, for that update. I would like to remind people that we have launched our new COVID-19 website. You can access it through the same address as before, gov.im/coronavirus. There is a host of information there, including hand washing and hygiene, testing, social distancing, support for businesses, and health and well-being. If you have a question, please start there. This will free up precious time for our health and social care professionals. So to clarify some of the announcements made yesterday, firstly, closure of the borders. When the Ben Machree arrives in the morning, we are closing our borders for an initial period of 21 days. People will be able to leave, of course, but we need to protect our island. Yesterday, I announced that the only exceptions to this would be an extremely small number of people essential to our critical national infrastructure or for the preservation of human life. I should make clear that even these few people will be subjected to a rigorous process when they arrive. They will not be able to circulate freely. The rigour of this process is essential in reducing the risks to our island. Some people have complained that they did not have sufficient notice. Now, the evolution of this pandemic has been apparent for some time. I and ministerial colleagues have made it clear that if people wanted to come home, they needed to do so as soon as possible. We are acutely aware that due to lockdowns around the world, some Manx residents, even with the best endeavours, have not been able to return in time for the border closures. We realise the position this has placed some people in. We will continue to provide advice and support to them as best we can. Secondly, shops and businesses. All non-essential shops will close tonight. As I said yesterday, this measure will be in place for an initial period of 21 days. We will keep this under review in light of the spread of infection on the island and the situation across in the United Kingdom. We have now published the approved shop list on our new website at gov.im/coronavirus. I hope this brings clarity to you all. freight continues to come in as normal. There continues to be a healthy supply of food and other important supplies, and I would like to thank our food retailers for the work that they are doing. Andrew Corrie, the regional co-op manager, has agreed to join this press conference tomorrow and share his professional view. I would also like to make clear, following some questions from the public, that beyond tonight, you will continue to be able to pick up your favourite takeaway food, but you must observe strict social distancing. Equally with taxis, those operators that wish to continue will be able to do so in line with the guidance we have already provided to the industry. Thirdly, construction. We have been receiving a number of questions about construction. The Council of Ministers has today discussed this important issue. We know that this is a significant sector in our economy, but we have also been advised that this is another area of activity that can increase the risk of the virus spreading. From 23:59, that is 1 minute to midnight, tonight, we will require all construction work to stop. We will show some flexibility to work required tomorrow, only to make safe any work sites. Until further notice, the only exception will be for essential or emergency work. So, for example, if your boiler breaks, then of course you will be able to get that repaired. If there is an issue that might lead to injury or you or your family, you will of course be able to call a contractor to fix it. But any regular work must stop. Government will be taking the same steps. If there is any work that we believe is in the immediate national interests, then we may allow this. But we too will stop regular work. Finally, enforcing social distancing. I have been heartened by how the island has risen to this cause. I have seen people spreading the word and reminding others of their responsibility. This is what we need. I know people have been thinking twice about whether they need to go out. This is what we need. I have had people tell me that they are helping a friend or neighbour who was self-isolating. This is what we need. One message that touched me yesterday was that someone had gone to a glen for fresh air, but had seen a few too many cars parked there and had chosen to go elsewhere. This is what we need. And I will now take some questions, and then I will have a video clip to share with you before the end. So first of all, we have Alex.
Thank you, Chief Minister. Obviously, the cessation of construction work from this evening is quite a major step. Will there be any specific support allocated for construction workers starting from tomorrow?
Yes, that will be part of the package. I think the package has already been announced by the Treasury Minister, and elements of the construction industry were eligible for that. Obviously, once he has all the finite detail, he will be coming and giving you a full presentation on this.
Thank you very much. And this one's to either of yourself or the Health Minister. Are we aware of the significant allowance for the use of equipment made by an island charity yesterday, the Rob Vine Fund? Can we just talk about the impact that donations like that from the third sector are having on the health service here and now?
Right. Well, first of all, before I bring in the Health Minister to answer that, I'd just like to say how grateful we are for the fund for providing that. That really was a fantastic offer. We have also had small individuals offering all sorts of support. So this is a team effort, and thank you everyone. But yes, that was a great help, and I'd like David maybe to expand on that.
Thank you very much, Chief Minister. Most definitely, it is a very welcome donation. We have had individuals and organisations, both large and small, all approaching the Department of Health saying, what can we do to help? That's across not just health, but the social care side of the department as well. And this donation will be very much accepted and very much welcomed by the department. So we are working with all sorts of individuals. And as I've said at these press conferences before, I've been absolutely bowled over by the response of our island community. You know, the way people are reacting to this is showing our island community at its best.
Thank you.
Thank you. If I can add to that, really, whilst we don't want this virus, I think some good will come out of it. And one of the things that I think has really been good is how the community, the Manx community, have responded to this. And really that community spirit that maybe we thought was a bit dormant in places has really come out. And if we can keep that community spirit going and build on it once this virus has gone away, that will be a massive plus and something to take away. Next, I have Tim from Manx Radio.
Yes, Pastor Mike, Chief Minister. You're a farmer, so I'll ask this to you as well as Chief Minister. We had the call from the Manx NFU president to close public rights of way across farmsteads to protect the local food supply. Obviously, the farmers are needing to be kept as safe as possible to continue that, which could be vital. When are we going to get a little bit harder? We've had reports of kids on the prom in the sea this morning. I've got a picture of construction workers on the railway, all crowded around. There seems to be some people are taking the message. I certainly agree there, but there are others that don't.
Well, we're bringing in the £30 on the spot fine, and that will be starting soon. If people don't, we don't want to fine people, but if the vast majority of people are complying and there's one or two not, then we need to go after them, and we will. If you think about the public right of way through farmland, I think that's something we'll have to have DEFA and public health discussing to see, is it necessary? And of course, if it is necessary, then I will give you an update tomorrow on whether we, you know, on whether action will be getting taken on that, Tim.
Thank you. And one for the Health Minister, if I may.
Okay, David.
Good afternoon, Tim.
Good afternoon. Great news and a positive to start with as Rob Vine Fund. They're a really, really lovely gesture. But you yourself have said that you've had a shortage of swabs for the tests. We've heard that Nobles Hospital has a serious lack of gloves and masks, even to the extent that snorkel masks are being gathered to be donated to you. How worried are you, Minister? And is this message, if we've got to test, to shorten this period, is that not government's biggest priority now, to get the testing really ramped up?
Well, in relation to masks, and I first say the snorkel mask thing, as far as I'm aware, is in relation to the UK. I had someone contact me this morning asking if the Isle of Man was in a similar position. Sorry, Tim, go on.
There is one being collected down in the south of the island, I understand.
But there is no requirement for it because we have 25,000 masks that will be being delivered very, very shortly. The order is placed and the order is on its way. We have sufficient stock currently in stock to cope with now, and there's a further 25,000. In relation to swabbing, I mentioned yesterday we had an order on the way. That order has arrived on Ireland and there are future orders as well. So, in fact, those who were booked in for testing towards the over the weekend are actually being moved forward now because we have more capacity to test them. But I would emphasise again that people need to ring 111 in order to be tested.
Are we going to do more testing though?
We are ramping up our testing. As I've said in previous press conferences, we're doing more than the UK. Test is the mantra. But the important thing is we follow clinical advice, and the testing is in order to try and prevent spread in the community. Testing is not done for the benefit of the individual, because obviously most people will just recover at home. It's for us to identify and break the chain. That is why the testing's underway.
Okay, thank you, David. Right, we have Chris next from Energy FM. Chris.
Thank you, Chief Minister. First question for the Health Minister.
Okay, David.
How accurate and effective have you found the contact tracing to be so far?
You sounded a bit like a Dalek there, Chris, but I think you're trying to say how effective have we found the trace back working. In relation to that, it has been pretty effective. In total, public health has undertaken 144 contact traces across the cases identified, with people who are now self-isolating. If that trace back hadn't been done, then obviously those are people who may potentially have had the virus who would be out in the community. So as I've said, it follows directly on from my answer to Tim. The whole point of the testing is in order to be able to actually break the chain of the virus virus spreading in the community, and public health is doing an absolutely excellent job in relation to that. And I'd like to thank all of those across health and social care that have taken part in the trace back procedure, because they really are under the pump and they are working exceptionally well and exceptionally hard.
Okay, Chris.
To the Chief Minister, there has been suggestion that inmates across the water may release these pressures caused by coronavirus on prisons. The situation is currently a lot worse in the UK, but given that you've said you're in regular communication with them, are there any such plans in place over here?
Well, first and foremost, our prisons, and for those that didn't hear the question, I presume, is do we have the facilities and the planning right for anyone getting coronavirus in the prison? Is that a brief, good summary of what you were saying, Chris? Right, it was. So, yeah, our prison have already been planning for a potential outbreak in the prison, and therefore have made areas of the prison, they've been cleared, ready, so that if someone does come down with the virus, they can be isolated in a separate area from all the other inmates. So that planning has already been thought of, and we're ready to go there. And that's a great credit to the team at HM Prison in Jerby.
And will the prisoners have to be released if it gets to that?
No, if someone's coming to the end of their term and they're out for release in a few days, and we felt the need to clear further spaces, then obviously that's up to the prison governor to review. But we do have capacity at the prison to isolate anyone who may either present or come down with the coronavirus.
Thank you, and apologies for the poor connection.
No problem at all, Chris. Right, we've got Jess from Isle of Man Newspapers.
Hello, Chief Minister.
Hi, Jess.
So you touched upon the people struggling to get back to the Isle of Man due to border controls. You said that you're giving advice and support. Can you go into the specifics of that?
Well, first of all, we're getting a list of who they are, when they're arriving in the United Kingdom, etc. I can't give any more details at the moment. At the moment, no one is stranded because you can still get back to the island. But obviously, we are working behind the scenes to do our utmost to give advice and any support where we can to these people. But I will talk about this in the coming days.
Okay. So there's no plans for setting them up for hotels and that sort of thing?
Well, that's something that will have to be discussed, but at this moment in time, no one is stranded because the borders are still open. But we are aware that despite people trying to get back, some genuinely won't be able to get back. And those are the ones I have sympathy for, the people who've maybe had to be quarantined on a cruise ship and haven't been able to get off the ship and therefore to get home. People travelling from long distances who've maybe had flights cancelled. I am aware of friends of my own whose children did get back from Australia. So you have been able to get back if you started in time. But obviously there are genuine cases out there of people who, despite their best interests, could not get back in time for the deadline that we put. But that deadline was put there after consultation with our medics. The deadline sounds really, really tough. It really was. I'm not saying drastic action, but it was tough, a decision to make. But the safety of everyone on the Isle of Man is absolutely paramount to myself, the Council of Ministers and our medics. And when we get the best medical advice, we will do our utmost to comply with that.
Thank you. And this one's for the Health Minister.
Okay, David.
Good afternoon, Jess.
Hello, David. Obviously, our thoughts are going out to this person who's been hospitalised. I'm wondering if we can get an update on their progress and also a bit of an age range.
In relation to the age range, I've checked with the department and I can't give that due to patient confidentiality. So I have checked in relation to that. In relation to the hospital setting, as I say, it's now two people. The only details I can share is they have respiratory difficulties and they're being treated accordingly.
Okay.
They were both cases that were self-isolating in the community prior to being admitted to hospital.
I appreciate that you need to keep people's identities quiet, but I'm just struggling to understand why an age range would identify them?
I can only work off the medical advice I'm given, and the medical advice I've been given is I can't share that information.
Okay, thank you.
Right, thanks very much, David. Rob from 3FM.
Good afternoon, Chief Minister.
Hi, Rob.
On a slightly different note, we're hearing today that as of the end of business today, the Isle of Man Courts of Justice are effectively shutting down from today, with only a number of smaller hearings being held from this moment going forward. I'm just wondering what effect coronavirus is going to have on legal proceedings on the Isle of Man going into the immediate future.
Well, I'm afraid they're going to have to be postponed. There's an awful lot of things. My programme for government is having to be postponed. Serious business will have to be postponed, and I'm afraid the courts are exactly the same. We've got to be safe for everyone here. Obviously, the minute that we can reactivate the courts going forward, that will happen, but we are looking at every business, every activity on the Isle of Man to see, can it continue or do we need to stop it? And it was felt that the courts, unless it was a certain serious case, would have to stop for the time being.
Okay, thank you very much. My second question, again, on a slightly different note, given the amount of people now having to self-isolate, whether it is for medical reasons or working remotely at home for school or work, etc., there's huge demand at the moment on the island's internet services, whether it is for work or for people's own leisure, as they would usually do in the evening outside of these unique circumstances. What's been done to make sure the island's internet services are able to cope with the demand that is increasing day by day?
Well, obviously, my team have been talking to Shure and Manx Telecom, to name but a few, to make sure that they are doing their utmost to ensure that the capacity is there. I know where I live in Crosby, we have a small amount of megabits per second, and of an evening when people are wanting to download work or whatever, it can cause a problem. But our infrastructure teams are doing their best to ensure that as much megabits per second download speed will be available to people throughout the whole of the island. In a way, the five-year plan we brought forward of fibre to the cabinet, in other words, cable to people's houses, that has already started, and that's reducing the problems for those that have it. But obviously, we need to roll that out across the whole of the island.
I imagine that must be quite difficult, given the halting of construction work.
Yeah, it's not going to continue for the time being, obviously. An element of the island has already received it, obviously in the bigger developed areas of the island, but more will have to be done. But we have been talking to our telecoms to ensure that they do their utmost to ensure that the connectivity for all of our residents is maintained as much as possible.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. And finally, Mr. Moulton from NTTV.
Hello, thank you. You said government's shutting down today. Can you just give me exactly what you mean by that? I mean, you're working remotely in future?
I said our construction sector was shutting down. So even down. Government were shut. Well, today I chaired the Council of Ministers. I chaired a number of meetings today. But in the room, the only minister was me. All my other ministers were working either from home or an office with their own board pad. So I could see their faces. We could have a full discussion. I was the only minister in the room. Obviously, I was there with a couple of senior civil servants to give advice. That's what we're doing. If you walk around our government offices now, some of the rooms are totally empty, and staff are spaced apart that we need in there to ensure that we are keeping the social distancing. So we are practicing what we preach, but government will continue. It's just our government workers who are in the construction industry, they will be stopping doing major roadworks, etc., as of tonight. But anything that's deemed to be in the national interests and making safe, say, traffic lights, etc., that will be done tomorrow, and that will be maintained going forward.
And you weren't clear if the house keys are going to sit or anything like that. Have you found out any more details?
Yeah, I can tell you that obviously Timwald have to sit tomorrow because we have an emergency Timwald to ratify the legislation that we've already passed. We can do legislation, but within a certain period of time, Timwald must approve it. So we have Timwald tomorrow afternoon, but there will be no House of Keys after that.
Okay, and can I just speak to the Health Minister, please?
Okay.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hello there. Maybe you can do this on a regular basis. How long are these tests coming back now? You know, because it got worse for a while. Maybe you could just tell us all the time what the lag is, because obviously that affects your tracebacks, doesn't it?
The lag is still 72 hours in most cases. There are some tests that are taking longer to come back, as I said yesterday, because there's certain labs that are under more pressure than others, particularly in the northwest of England. But the average time for the test to come back is 72 hours. If anyone's been waiting longer than that, they shouldn't panic. I need to get the message out again that we will be contacting them with their test results. They do not need to ring and chase it, and we would advise them not to do so.
And these people checking, you've got enough people? Because it sounds like you must be very stretched.
We have got public health working exceptionally hard to do the trace back. As I said earlier on, there's so far been 144 contact tracers off the existing cases. Public health really, really has pulled in a great effort to do that. And I really can't commend enough everyone working across health and social care that has helped in that regard, and with everything else that they're doing as well.
Thank you. I guess at 7 o'clock tonight, you'll be opening your windows and clapping.
Yes, I've seen what's being proposed, and I think it's an absolutely excellent idea.
Thank you.
OK, well, thank you all for your questions. And I've said again and again that we all have a role to play. Staying at home will save lives on the Isle of Man. But I want to leave the last word to those who know best. Thank you.
The global pandemic of coronavirus is without doubt the gravest threat we have faced both as an island and as a nation.
We are working hard to help our island as a community, but we are asking you to help us to help you.
For your island, for your community, stay at home.
For your island, for your community, stay at home.
For your island, for your community, stay at home.
Stay at home.
Stay at home.
Stay at home.
Please stay at home.
Protect your community. Stay at home.
Stay at home.
Stay at home.
Stay at home.
Please stay at home.
Stay at home.
For your island, for your community, stay at home.